we did really well. The kids raced well. They're a little tired, sleeping on the ground a couple days before the meet didn't help. We didn't have as many best times as we did the meet before when we were at home, but they still did well. We had some best times. That's good.
As far as just the overall meet, were there any highlights for you?
Nels Evans had a really good meet. Abel Abach and Evan Marsh both had good meets. Isabel Eath dove for the first time, and she won diving, so that was nice.
Okay, and diving, can you tell me a little bit about that? Because I'm unfamiliar. I know the lane racing and that kind of thing, but...
They do six dives. There's five different categories that they have to cover, plus one that they get to choose.
So it's kind of like you need to know how to do all of these different kinds of
dives. You need six dives to compete.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's all on the same board.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what are some of the examples of types of dive?
Well, like forward dive, back dive, inward, where they dive back, standing facing like backwards, but then dive in, and reverse, where they jump off forward and spin backwards. That's a hard one to get. And then twisting dives, where they flip and twist at the same time. We had one diver on Friday, Britton Erickson, and he was the only boy diver at the meet, so he won. He did great. It was his first dive experience, and he did really well. And then on Saturday, Isabel dove as well, and they both got first. They did awesome.
So this is in Thunder Mountain in Juneau.
In Juneau, yes.
And you have been there for days.
We got there on Wednesday, and then we swam Friday and Saturday.
So why get there so early?
That's the ferry schedule.
Oh, okay.
We're stuck with
no
that.
Choice.
Yeah, we're stuck with the ferry schedule.
When you're there a couple days early, you know, what do you do?
Well, we had some pool time, so we got in and swam, and we Wally Whirled it, and Fred Myers, and those are okay for a couple days, but that got old too.
Yeah. So what?
It was fun.
Good. How many kids went up there?
We took 14. 14, yeah.
Okay. And you told me earlier before we started recording this that this meet at Thunder Mountain in Juneau consisted of all the schools
in
Southeast Alaska.
Yes. Yeah.
So it must have just been really crowded there.
It was pretty crowded, but it's a big place. They have a bigger building than we do. So the kids could spread out, and it wasn't too bad that way. It was nice to win those two meets with the boys, with everybody there.
So the boys' team won first out of the whole region.
Yeah. For each place, you get a little bit of points. And so we ended up on top both days, which was nice.
Because Petersburg can't be the largest team in the region.
No, we are not. We are not.
That must feel pretty good.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the girls, do they have enough swimmers to make a team?
No, we only had three this weekend, and we only have four if everybody's there. And, yeah, we just get outnumbered.
So they just...
They swim just as well as everybody else. They're just not enough of us.
Uh-huh. So they're more competing on an individual basis.
Yeah.
And so after this, what comes next?
In 2 weeks, we go to Ketchikan. 2 weeks after that, we go to Sitka. And then 2 weeks after that is regionals here.
Regionals here.
Here.
Okay. And then after that, is there state?
There's state for those who qualify. You need to either be first at regions or in the next top 12 in the whole state by time.
Yeah. Well, at this point in the season, it seems like you have some potentials to state this year.
Oh, yeah. The kids that have gone before will probably go again. They're always at the top 4 or 5 in the state.